Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. There's been a robbery at Mr. Chicken in Devonshire. This happened on September the 20th at around 10 p.m. On arrival, officers were informed that a man had forced his way into the establishment through a back door and brandished a knife before removing a drawer containing a quantity of cash from the cash register. The suspect made good his escape on a black motorcycle. He was last seen at the junction of Upland Street and Middle Road, where he made a right turn and rode off in an easterly direction. The suspect is described as a black-skinned male, approximately 6 foot 4 inches in height, slim built, wearing dark-colored clothing and a black helmet with a dark visor. An investigation to the matter is now underway, and anyone with information and witnessed any suspicious persons or suspicious activity to please contact Detective Constable Lee at the Criminal Investigations Unit at 515-2551. Or again, you could call 211 or speak with an officer whom you know. And in other news, a 25-year-old man was stabbed on September the 21st, shortly after 10 p.m. when police officers attended a report of a man at the hospital seeking treatment for an apparent stab wound. On arrival, officers spoke with the 25-year-old victim, who stated that sometime between 9 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. on September 21st, he was in the area of Glebe Road, Pembroke, when he was assaulted by a group of individuals. During the incident, he suffered an injury to his upper torso and was transported to the hospital, where he was attended to for his injuries, which was deemed non-life-threatening. At last check, he remained at the hospital under observation on a general ward. Anyone with information on this incident is asked to call the main police number at 295-0011 or 211. Meanwhile, government reassures public amid potential U.S. port strikes. You may have heard the global news of a possible strike action by approximately 45,000 port workers on the east coast of the U.S., while Bermuda's Minister of National Security wants to assure the public that proactive measures are being taken to mitigate any potential impact on Bermuda's supply chain. Last week, the ministry hosted a supply chain meeting. A second meeting led to a comprehensive contingency plan that will be finalized to address any disruptions that may arise. Shipping companies such as Bermuda Container Line and Bermuda Island Shipping Limited are collaborating closely to maintain supply routes if the strike does materialize. Now, should the strike proceed and extend beyond a week, the Oleander, which operates out of Port Elizabeth in New Jersey, may be unable to sail. However, Bermuda Container Line and Bermuda Island Shipping pledge to assist wherever possible. Minister Weeks also advised the public against unnecessary stockpiling of goods. He stressed that while there may be minor shipping delays as a result of this potential strike action, we do not anticipate significant shortages of essential items. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.